This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Kalta. Provincial officials say the Taliban have taken two more provincial capitals in Afghanistan. The insurgent group is pressing on with its relentless offensive as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout from the war-torn country. Two lawmakers from northern Samangan province say the provincial capital of Aibach fell to the Taliban on Monday afternoon without resistance. They said government officials fled to another district. The council chief of northern Saripul province also said on Monday that the Taliban overran the provincial capital. Earth's climate is getting so hot that temperatures in about a decade will probably blow past the level of warming that world leaders have sought to prevent. That's according to a report released Monday that the United Nations calls a code red for humanity. Report co-author Linda Mearns of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says she sees nowhere that will be safe from climate change. Firefighters and residents are battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island for a seventh day. They're fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forests, destroyed homes and businesses, and sent thousands fleeing. Evia's fire is the most severe of dozens that have broken out across Greece over the past few days. About 800 wildfires have struck Italy this year, tripling the normal annual average of and causing millions of dollars in damage. But more than half of them were likely started by arsonists or farmers breaching fire rules, according to authorities. We have more on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said on Monday that his government had asked Russia to delay repayments of $1 billion in debt. Minsk also asked for a new credit line from the Russian-led Eurasian Bank. Russia is a close ally of Belarus and has extended loans to Minsk during the political crisis there that began a year ago when protests erupted after Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory at a disputed election. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is set to sign an executive order imposing new measures aimed at punishing Lukashenko. That's according to a White House official familiar with the effort. As part of the effort, the U.S. Treasury Department will also issue its largest round of sanctions to date on Belarusian individuals and entities, including the Belarusian National Olympic Committee, according to the official. At least 51 people were killed when Islamist militants raided three villages in central Mali near the border with Niger. That's according to a district administrator on Monday. The towns were attacked at 6 p.m. on Sunday, according to a note from the Asongo district administrator to the governor of Gao region. Houses were ransacked and burned to the ground and herds of livestock carried away. Canada is lifting its prohibition on Americans crossing the border as of Monday, but the U.S. isn't ready yet to reciprocate. AP correspondent Mike Hempin has more.
U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents must be fully vaccinated, fill out a detailed application, and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of visiting Canada. The Canadian government says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time at the border. However, the U.S. plans to extend its border closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st. The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to non-essential travel since March of last year. I'm Mike Hempin.
The U.S. Senate was inching closer on Monday to finishing a $1 trillion infrastructure spending bill. Following months of negotiation and delay, a vote on passage of the bipartisan deal might be possible by Tuesday. The legislation cleared an important procedural hurdle late on Sunday when the Senate voted 69-28 in support of the provisions contained in the 2,700-page plan. People in France are now required to show a QR code proving they have a special virus pass to enjoy restaurants and cafes on travel across the country. The measure is part of a government plan to encourage more people to get the COVID-19 vaccine and slow down a surge in infections. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.